these parshas, and also like the first parsha after who is Kabbalah HaTorah, very befitting, is the longest parsha with many midrashim and many different pshatim. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nosoi es reish b'nei gerishayim gam heim. Take a census of the heads of Bnei Gerishim as well. L'beis havoisam, to their father's household. L'mishpachoisam, according to their family. What is this referring to? In last week's parsha, in parshas Bamidbar, it said the word Nosoi, but it was about another branch of the family of Nevi'im, that was Kahas. The Nevi'im were divided into three branches, Gerishim, Kahas, and Merari. So last week, it said, to take a census of the branch of Kahas of Nevi'im, it also says the Lashon of Nosai. And here it says, Nosai is Reish B'nei Gerishim Ganheim, they as well of Beis Avos and L'mishpachos. So Chasam Sofer asks a question, what's shot in the words Gam Heim? They as well. Mashmeh, like it's a chiddush. Not only the Bnei Kahas that we mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar, but also the Bnei Gerishim. Why would I have thought that the Bnei Gerishim are different than the Bnei Kahas? Furthermore, right after the Bnei Gerishim, when it says to count the Bnei Merari, it does not use a lashon of Nosai. It doesn't say Nesias Reish. It says, B'nai Merari, L'mishbechoysam, L'beis Avoysam, Tifkoy Oysam, V'zehu. Doesn't say the word Nesias Reish. You have to understand, what's the chiddush of the B'nai Gerishon having the lashon of Nesias Reish? And why indeed by Merari does it not say Nesias Reish? So Chasam Sofer, Sefer Tavis Moshe says a pshat, which L'aniyah Zayfi, you have to have been said B'ruach HaKadosh, Shmamish, Halfladikim. Tam Sofer says that the three branches of Levium, Gerishim, Kahas, and Merari, represent three different kufos, three different times in the history of Klal Yisrael. Kahas represents the highest madrega of Klal Yisrael in its history. That's when Klal Yisrael was together in Eretz Yisrael. They had the Beis Hamikdash, they had the Shekhinah dwelling amongst them. The word Kahas is a lashon of gathering. Like it says, V'loi yikas ha'amim to the Melech HaMashiach, the nations will gather. Kahas is when Klal Yisrael was gathered together in Eretz Yisrael. Who are the sons of Kahas? Amram. It's Amram, a strong nation. Yitzhar was another son. Yitzhar is a lashon of Shemen, a lashon that lights up people, lights up the world. Chevron and Uziel. Chevron is a lashon of Chibur, attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uziel, Uz, Oiz, strength in Hashem, the province of Kahas, the province of that Kufa, Unayr Neroyas. If it's such a Kufa to the Reparsit, it says, Nosoyas Reish, a lashon of Nesius, it's a lashon of elevation. However, what about Gerishim, beginning of this week's parasha? Gerishim is a lashon of Gerishim, a lashon of chasing away. That is Meramazon, the Kufa, where Klal Yisrael was chased away from their land. They went into Golis. That the Torah tells us, Nosoyas Reish B'nei Gerishim Gam Heim, even though they are Gerishite, even though they were chased away from the land, but they are also an elevated people. Why is that? Because of Bnei Gerishim Livni B'Shimi, the province of Gerishim, the province of being the Golis are Livni, we were whitened from our Averis, because the Golis is a kapara for us. The shimmy, and we also listen to our chacham, and we listen to our leaders, and they led us on the right path. Even in Golis, it's shayach to be kaina, yivaldiga madregas. So the word nasai is also shayach to Gersh. However, the Rari, that third branch, is total bitterness. That represents a period in Klal Yisrael, where the goyim went out of their way, and there were more than one period like that. In the times of the Romans, it was the Deirei Shel Shmad, that the repercussions for learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs were Shreklach. They tortured Yidden Mamish endlessly. It was Kufas like that throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. You might want to include communism with that, where they tried to obliterate any Zecher of Yiddishkeit. Uvnei machli umushi. What are the products of this bitterness, sickness, yisurim, and forgetting of the Torah, forgetting about Yiddishkeit? And they on that, it does not say the word nasai. That is a period which we want to forget, and that is a period that is known as the Navashtek, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Cheshbonus, and even in those periods, in a hidden way, there's Kiddushim Shemayim, and it's not shy to really obliterate Yiddishkeit, even in a Darish El Smad, as we see that Russian Jewry made a tremendous comeback. However, the Torah says that the Nesius is only Shayach by Kahos, that's when they were in Eretz Yisrael, and Gerushim, when they were in Golos and were able to serve Hashem. Rashi brings down the Gemara, Loma Nismach HaParashas Nozir LaParashas Saita. Why is the Parash of Nozir right next to the Parash of Saita? Loy Melucha. Kohoroya Saita Bikilkula. Whoever sees a Saita in her downfall, Yazir Atzmei Menayayim, he should remove himself from wine. To whom maybe we they knew, because wine brings to hefkerus, it brings to znus, the yazir asmei menayayim. David Darish Mordechai brings down what's called horoya saita bikukulu, whoever sees a saita in her kilku. He brings down from a tesefta mesefta shuas, horoya oivre aveira, whoever sees oivre aveira, nischayev liray. Apparently, in a shamayim they felt that he is required to see it. Horoya oisei mitzvah, someone that sees oisei mitzvah, zocha liris. When Hashemayim they will mizaki him to see it. The Darish Mordechai, Mordechai Druk Zatzal, says there's a Yisoy Godel over here. That when the eye sees something, it's totally in the heart. And where the heart is taken captive, that's where they make a person see. That's why Chazal said, kol haroya soita bikulkula yazer atzmei. Davka kol haroya. Because if you wouldn't have had any shaykhs to Averis of Kritus, you wouldn't have ended up seeing such a thing. Hashem would not have allowed you to see it. No, kol haroya. If min Hashemayim, they will imagine you should see it. Shema Aminot is sending you a little message over here that you have to be misak on something in that area. That's kol haroya soita b'kulkul yazar atzmei menayayim. I said over numerous times the famous word from the Baal Shem. Kol ha-nigoyim odem roye. All nigoyim a person could see chutz mi nigei atzmei. Talking about a kohen could examine a nega. Like everybody else, except for himself. Except for his own nega, for that he has to get a different kohen. The Baal Shem, hey, look, the Baal Shem used to teach. Kol ha-nigoyim odem roye chutz. Any nega, any failing, any chesaron that a person sees outside of him, he should know me nigei atzmai, that's a plague that he himself suffers from. There's a certain nekuda there, which is nigei to the person. As a matter of fact, we said the Baal Shem, he once witnessed Chilul Shabbos. And being to be out of klal, I saw that obviously I'm guilty of Chilul Shabbos myself. He was trying to make a din v'cheshbon, what was that v'chal? Shabbos, what, when, who? He couldn't come up with anything. So finally, he came up with the answer. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Talmud Chacham is between a Shabbos. And the Baal Shem, he saw the zilzul of the Talmud Chacham and he didn't come to his defense. So the Meila, that was his Aveim. He was a Mechalel Shabbos by not sticking up for the covet of the Talmud Chacham. So the Baal Shem, he left his home and he went to learn by the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shabbos is the Pnei Yeshua, to be misakin as Adair of Azulgul and Tamidei Chacham. Our Shach Tatsal asks a question. Kohoroya Saita Bikilkula Yazir Atzmai Menayayin. Why did he have to do that? The very fact that he saw the disgusting mara of a woman, she drank the Mayim Amorim and her belly swells up and she's dying a terribly torturous death, that in and of itself should be the biggest desirous. So why is it necessary for him to be makabel on himself in the zeros? Chavaroya, say, Dibul Kukula, Yazir Asmi and Ayayin. The very fact that he saw it, that guba should be the biggest desirous. What's the pshach? Dr. Pshach, his iris by itself without action is nothing. Feelings within a person without doing something about those feelings are nothing. Feelings pass. the pacha of the repercussions of an aveira, even that passes. And what are you left with if you don't do anything about it? You're left with nothing. The Chazal said, don't be soymech on regoshim. Don't be soymech on feelings and on the fear that you acquired by seeing this terrible mara of the Saita. Right? You have to do something about it. Kavaraya Saita bil kukula. Immediately. Yazar Aslim and Ayai. And that's what we find in the Midbar. The Yidu in the Midbar, they saw Nisim one after the other. And that's okay, gang. They had Tainas on Maishan, they fought with Maishan, they did the Adair by the Cheta Ego. You would think you had the Osiris of the Kriyas Yamsum. You had the Nisim Gluyim, and they had COVID, Mamish, Matan Taira, greatest of all. You would think you would never be shy to do an Adair. And the Maishan, they did the Adair. Terrence is, you have to take this Osiris and do something actively about it. And that's what happens over here called Araya Saita Bikil Kula. Yazal Asrim and Ayayin is a similar verb. Yaakov Kamenevsky says, Bavur Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim B'Shor Sheyesh Matzu Mor Munochem Ufanach. So Yaakov Taitz is beautifully. Yaakov Taitz is not good. Kabbalah Kisayuris, he's saying over Maises, he's saying over Pshotim, the Murray the Kisayuris. But that can only be B'Shor Sheyesh Matzu Mor Munochem Ufanach. When right after the Haggadah, when right after the Yisayuris, you can eat, you can do something about it. You're going to be the kind of mitzvah satayra. If the Yisayiris leads to action, then there's a tachlis in the Yisayiris. But if the Yisayiris is going to live plain Yisayiris and not any active mitzvahs afterwards, Yisayiris by itself passes. Like Taishkir Yak. The Zayf Tairis HaNazir. This is the Tair of the Nazir, the Hikriv as Karbonai LaHashem. It lists what he brings. V'kavsa achas bashnosa t'mima l'chatas. He has to bring a kavsa as a korban chatas. So, the Ramban says, what chatas? What chait is there over here? The Chazal may say, because he was retiring himself from wine. But the Ramban says that the reason for the chatas that the Nazir brings is because al derech haposhet. Because after he finished his Nazirus, he's a Chayte. Because he's a Nazir now, and he's Kadosh. And he's Mamish Isaac and Avodas Hashem. And being that he tasted the Kedusha and he was clothed, he was immersed in Kedusha, it was right now to be Makabal on himself in the Nazirus Le'ayla. And what's he doing? I finished. I did my job. I did my stint of Nazirus. Right? And now it's over. He says he needs a kapara for going back to the regular madrega where he could be metame himself with the taivas ha'olam. You're in the height of kedusha. You're parish from wine. You're parish from taiva. To say that already. Why not make it the rest of your life? I'll be dead. He's right. I'll be dead as makabo for X amount. You know, and now it's over. Over Lamaisa, Lamaisa, you're lowering your Kedusha. And since you're lowering your Kedusha and you're not willing to stick to the Kedusha, that goof is an Aveira and that necessitates you're bringing a Karma Chat. I'm going outside for Chaim Zaychik, that's out. As we see from over here, there's a Tfiyah on a Nozik. You're on a high Madrega, and now you're allowing yourself to lower it. He says, it's not only a tfiyah on the nazir, that really could be a tfiyah on each and every one of us. Because every person, sometime in his lifetime, has times when he's misayver to a higher madrega. He's elevated to a higher madrega. And what happens? The misayver remains for a while, and then he allows himself to be lowered back down again to the regular madrega. He says, how do you allow yourself to do that? You were on a high madrega of Kedusha. How do you allow yourself to be lowered to a lower madrega? And he says, who knows? If in the Olam HaEmes, they're not going to bring forth all of the regoshim that you were elevated, all of the times you were nesayir in your lifetime, and you ended up lowering yourself beneath those regoshim. Who knows if in Shemayim, they're not going to be today and say, take a look. You were nesayir. Your mamish, you felt like you were on a higher madrega. How do you let yourself slip back down again? That is the tefillah. Now, the famous Gemara of Rabbi Lozer ben Durda. wasn't under Daya, was a noyef. He was an immoral person to the lowest degree. Now, one time, in the process of doing an Aveira, he had his Aveiras of Tshuva, and he left the Aveira, and he called out to Shemayim that they should help him do Tshuva, and they said, nothing doing. We're busy with our own problems, you take care of yourself. He cried out to the mountains, and he cried out to the sea. And then, he saw that no one else was going to help him. He says, in Canaan, I don't just told me I would be back. It's only Toby and me. He got down on his hands and knees and put his head between his knees and he started crying, be makabel my tshuva. And the Basco came out in the Shemayim and said, Ashrecha Rebbe Elazar ben Derdai. They called him Rebbe. That in this moment, you were zeichet to Gan Eden, you were zeichet to Eilam Abba. The Gemara says, Bocha Rebbe, when Rebbe heard about this, Rebbe cried, Yes, kind of, I'm like the Shahakas. You'd be kind of your world, your Eilam Abba, in 1 second. Everybody asked the question, what was Rebbe crying about? He has Eilam Abba to see the Shabbat, they died Bocha Rebbe, who's crying tears of Simcha. Ah, look at it. I get in kind of on Eilam Abba. And I'm Sekunde. But Chaim Shmulevitz says, Amari the Kipshat. Chaim Shmulevitz said, Rebbe was crying for himself. If you see a person can be kind of his Eilam, can be kind of Eilam Abba, in 1 second, how many seconds go by in our lifetime? And we could have managed in kind of Eilam. So what happens? We desire for the moment, and then all of a sudden that desire is passes, and it's gone. That's what Rebbe was crying about. Now, I saw this shot last year. I was preparing for the Chumash year. I wrote it down. I never really had a chance to say it last year. You know, we had other things to say. But I didn't realize how appropriate this would be exactly a year later. In the matzav in which we find ourselves right now, for a stretch of about 9 weeks, 10 weeks, we had a zman that we were closed off in our houses. Machmas, this pachadik and machmas. Terribly, terribly dreadful sickness. And how much disabilities is what it was? Never. You hear people dying all around you. Young people, great people. And the pain that came from that, families are left the heads of the household. Families are left bereft. People lost parnassus. There's a pocket of losing parnassus. There's a pocket of the world masses. There's so many pechadim. And we daven in our homes. We daven by ourselves. And for many people, it was a very nice experience of the Zayiris. But what happens now, that things are sort of like, it looks like the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we're coming out of it. What's going to happen to that Zayiris? Is that Zayiris just going to float away and life is going to go back to normal? Or is the pshat we're going to keep that Zayiris? That is something that we have to give very serious thought to. This is an experience that we have not experienced in our lifetime. Klal Yisrael in its history has definitely experienced worse. Definitely experienced worse. But in our lifetime, I think this is probably the worst world event that we have experienced. And it brings about a Yisrael, and we have to see to it that that Yisrael remains with us, and we do concrete things to keep it with us and elevate our Madrega. By Hebiyim Kalais Moshe Lohokmet HaMishkan, it was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished putting up the Mishkan. What does that mean, he finished putting up the Mishkan? Why does it not say, by Hebiyim Hakim? It was on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu actually put up the Mishkan. What does it mean as the day he finished putting up the Mishkan? So Rashi brings down the Chazal. This teaches me that Moshe Rabbeinu, all 7 days of the Niluim, all 7 days of the preparation for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, he put up the Mishkan, and he took it down at the end of the day. Put it up and then took it down. Put it up and then took it down. That's why it says B'yayim Kalois. When it finally came, the time that he finished putting it up, and that one was going to remain. So then they started bringing the Kurbanos. But it doesn't say B'yom Hakim, right away he put it up. You have to put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down. So, Rosé Levstein, Mashgiach and Yeshiva's Torah Or, Second Tzaddik Livracha. Yes, what was the pshat? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu not zoicha to put it up in one shot? Why did he have to put it up, take it down, and put it up, and take it down? But finally, when it came time, he put it up for good. What was the pshat in that? The Zegel says, you see from over here, that in order to put up something which is chashiv, in order to put up something that has an ashras hashina, you have to try, and you have to try, and you have to try, and you have to try. And you try, and sometimes you're unsuccessful. And you try again, and you're unsuccessful. And you have to keep on trying, and have to give up hope. That's the shot over here. Moshe Rabbeinu put it up, time had not yet come to keep it up. Some didn't want it up yet. Put it down. Disappointment. Another putting up, another establishment, another effort, another disappointment. And vice versa, finally, he was able to put it up. Person has to know that when it comes to Zvarim Shabikdusha, the fruits are not seen right away. That's in anything. Anytime a person takes on a project, whether it's a Limud HaTorah, whether it's helping a found a Meister, whether it's being Mechanic your children, it doesn't happen right away. You try, and there's failures. You try, two steps forward, one step back. But it doesn't all happen right away. Now this Yisoid is said in a pasuk in Mishlei. It says in a pasuk in Mishlei, Ki sheva yipoil tzadik will come. The tzadik will fall seven times, but get up. U'rishon yikarshu bara. Rishon will stumble in bed. Rabbah over there says that when it says sheva yipoil tzadik, it could even be more than seven. Seven is just representative of a big number. But the emes is, tzaddik has more than seven tefillahs. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? As Adel Epstein says, people make a mistake and think that the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha is that the tzaddik has no tefillahs, and the rasha, he has no tefillahs, he falls. This pasuk teaches me that this is a mistake. A tzaddik has plenty of tefillahs, a tzaddik has plenty of stumblings, a tzaddik has plenty of nesyonos. But the difference between him and the Rosh is that the tzaddik falls and he picks himself up. The Rosh, he falls, he stays down. The tzaddik perseveres. The tzaddik is not discouraged by the fact that there was a nefilah. The tzaddik picks himself up afterwards. There's a Yiduadik letter that Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal sent to a bacher. A bacher sent him a letter that he's finding himself. He's having the filoids, he's having the readers, he's having the shyness, and he feels very bad about it. So Hutner writes in this letter, it's a classic letter, I've learned it over numerous times with people that needed chizuk, gufa, in this inyan, because they thought that they weren't being masliach. It says over there that there's a bad tendency by us when we learn about the biographies of Gedolim, that they print all of the great things that the Gedolim attained, their Hasmada, their Chidushim, their Tzidkina. But very little is said about the Nesyonos and the steps that they had to take. Very little is said in the steps that they had to take in attaining that Madrega. So you get a Rishon from a biography that they were born when they came out of their mother's womb. They right away came in their full height and their full kayak with all of their mileage. But you don't get a picture of what kind of melchamas they had to fight, how many times they fell, how many times they stumbled, how many times they took steps backward. We have no idea how many melchamas the Chofetz Chaim had to fight to reach the madrega that he reached. You have no idea. So what happens because of that? And they, if we're not on, you know, a madrega that we want to be on right away, we get discouraged. And we don't feel like we're planted in the house of Hashem. The Hutner writes, you should know. He writes to this personal Talmud, you should know that your Shayrish HaNeshama is not the peace and the menucha of the Yetzer Tov. Adarabah, it's the Mulcham of the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Sheva Yipal Tzadik Vakam, the Tipshim thing that it means, it's a chiddush. Even though he falls down, he gets up. Lehepa, those that are chachomim know it's because he fell. The nisyonos that caused him to have hardship and he picked himself up, it's the nisyonos that make him great. Because it's fighting against those nisyonos and overcoming them, that is what brings about greatness. So Dr. Huttner, a Mayridical letter, that he wrote to a Talmud. In the parsha of Saita, Chazal say that if the Saita drank from the Mayim HaMarv, and it turned out that she was innocent, if she never had any children, she's going to be zayich to have children. And let's say she had children before, then now she'll be zayich to have beautiful children. I heard from Ravan Zuckerman in Shlita, Rav in Lakewood, I think it was last year, right? He spoke Parshas Nos, I was there for Shabbos. He quoted from a Sefer Mishkas Shemet, Mishem Revel Yolop, Yantech, Tavi Mekodesh Lebrach. He says, L'chayra, why should a saint get scarred? Well, my saint called Saif, she did a terrible avla. She was in a hidden place, together with a strange man, away from her husband, unsupervised. She put herself in a masjid of the nistar of he nitma. She's in a, until she drinks the mayim amarim, there's a tumah on Saita. She did a terrible thing. So now she should be rewarded for that. What's the shot? Why should she get tzchak? The Rav Yolopian says, of a sins, lamaisa, lamaisa, at the very end, she slept herself out of the matzav of chait, and she didn't do the aveira. She did a dover gadol, and for that she gets tzchak. And we don't look at the fact, oh, what do you mean? But she got herself into it at the end. And if not, she did. Of a lamaisa, when all was said and done, she had to be klivish or taiva. She had to overcome terrible thing that she did, and she pulled herself out of it. That is a tremendous davar gadol. The Rebbe says from here you could learn that even if the haschol of a person was not good, shouldn't give up hope. You're supposed to start anew. He had bad tendencies. He hung around the wrong crowd. A person shouldn't say, I'm a lost cause. Adarabba. Now's a new beginning. Start anew right now. And if you pull yourself out of your master from before, that is the greatest accomplishment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of a time, the Marshal says, let's say a person is dominating from the S-ray, and from the time he says Baruch Ata Hashem in the beginning, he's flying off to all parts of the world. And by Magen Avraham, he's in Eretz Yisrael. And by Slach Lanu, he's in Italy. And by this bracha, he's somewhere in Spain. He's taking a tour of the world, a world tour during Shemoneh Esrei. And then he chops himself by Simcha Sholei. Oh, what did I do? Forget about it already. I ruined the Shemoneh Esrei, you know. No, Zokter Chavetz Chaim, anything you could chop a Ryan in Shemoneh Esrei, even if the Haskalah was not to your liking, it could be just the last bracha, Simcha Sholei, chop a Ryan whatever you can. Because any little thing that you chop a Ryan, that is the Zohar God. Those are the Chavetz Chaim. Okay? Have a good Shabbos, everybody. A good Shabbos. A good Shabbos.
Unmuted.
Shabbos.